Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
Let's talk food a little bit. There's a couple things going on with food right now. Number one, I think you'd be really interested in this one, Steve.
Ooh.
There is now sliceable meat.
What is it? What is
sliced
it?
Mayonnaise.
Ugh.
We're slicing mayo?
Like a cheese slice,
ooh,
but mayonnaise.
Like Velveeta, like with one of those wire cheese cutters. Remember that with Velveeta, Slacker? I know you grew up
on.
You had those little specials.
Let's take a break here for a second and just see if Amber even knows what you're talking about.
Okay.
Because, yes, I did have the stupid wire cutter for Velveeta.
Yep.
There was no other, you didn't get any other cheese that required it.
Exactly.
You know what we're talking about?
Uh-huh.
You do? Did you
I
have
do.
One that had a roller on one side and like a little
wire?
Yep.
Did you have that?
I did.
Okay.
That's
but nobody has it now.
I don't believe
now
so.
Now we just use knives.
Yes, cheese knives.
Just, yes.
Now, can you do it on Velveeta? It's just, it's between, it's like. It's like vape. It's not a solid. It's not a liquid. It's
what is Velveeta?
Plasma.
It is not food.
It's a cheese
for sure.
Product for sure.
Yeah.
But it's the awesome thing about it is it's already almost melted.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when you're gonna put it on something, have you ever tried to shred Velveeta?
Oh no! It's
you just
smushes.
Can. Yeah.
You're painting your grater with
yeah,
it. It's just
exactly.
Like. Which is sort of what I picture this mayonnaise to be.
Oh, no, this is going to be good.
Amber, will you do me a favor? Will you say the word M-A-Y-O? Say the word.
Mayonnaise.
Okay.
Mayonnaise.
Because you said it really all once. She took a syllable out of it the first. It's like mayonnaise. Like
mayonnaise.
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 It's not mayonnaise.
I've
heard that. Mayonnaise.
All right, let's just say mayo.
Because I have, like, measure is a word that I struggle with because I apparently.
Measure.
I say measure.
It
like
sounds more learned if you say it that way.
Measure?
Measure.
Measure.
Yeah.
I do not say it like that.
Okay. Anyway, so this, here's what it is. It's basically, it looks like one of the Kraft slices, like, of cheese. Like, it's in plastic wrap, and then you just...
Oh.
And then so...
And then you put it on your... Like, how lazy are we that we're not able to squeeze it out of a tube or... Yeah. Put it from a jar and spread it on...
Especially now that, like, mayo is in the thing that's upside down and
right.
You do squirt.
Because,
like, growing up, yeah, there was a couple moving parts. You had to go get a knife. You had to get the thing and open it and, like, peel
yes,
it.
That is just so difficult
I know,
to
okay.
do.
But now you can just...
Yeah, it's fun. You make a smiley face on your sandwich and stuff. Yeah. Spell your name.
Yeah.
Steve is 12.
I almost want you to do a cooking show.
Oh, I would
rock
it. Oh, my
gosh, that'd be amazing.
Because the stuff he eats, it's just like, here's my potted meat. And he just eats it out of the can, and then it's over. You don't actually cook anything.
Right.
His toaster grilled cheese.
Yes. With Cheese Whiz and the toaster. Okay.
Done.
I'd love it.
So, yeah, they sell, this company sells, this mayonnaise in sheets in either tuna flavored.
Oh, it's flavored. Just give me mayo flavored.
Or spice cod roe.
What? No.
Both of them have fish taste on them.
Why are they doing that?
This is where you jump off the concept. The concept is stupid.
If I make a tuna sandwich, I got my tuna already. It's already tasting like tuna.
Right.
What do I want tuna flavored mayo? Now it's too much. Where's my mayo flavor?
Why are we taking away the one thing that could be kind of healthy and, like, beneficial?
Right.
Tuna?
I
like, no, let's just get the flavor in
right.
there.
You don't need the protein of the actual tuna. Right. We just want it to smell like fish. So a couple other things. There's new stuff coming out for bacon, apparently.
Ooh, what do we got? It's new.
Oh, we got bacon toothpaste.
Okay. What?
Can I say this? We go through a pound and a half of bacon probably every other day at my house.
But that's you eat a lot of bacon.
It's the fake bacon. Oh, you got the real bacon.
He gets the good kind. The good. The butcher kind.
Butcher block bacon.
You roll up to your little Safeway butcher there. Because here's the deal. The other ones have stuff in it. Like if you get the package, it's
nitrates
got...
nitrates and...
That.
Yeah.
The only nitrates I want are in my wine. That's all I...
But not bacon. But it tastes better too.
It tastes really good.
Butcher bacon?
Yeah. So I'm into bacon, but I don't want bacon toothpaste.
No.
There's bacon salt. That actually sounds sort of good.
Bacon salt?
Yeah, so when you salt something...
It's always going to be...
I'm not offended by the bacon salt.
Okay.
Bacon hot sauce?
Not offended.
Hot sauce?
Bacon vodka.
Okay, now we're up your alley here. Now.
It's closer to your alley, I think.
No, you like birthday cake flavor.
I do
vodka.
Not like birthday, but I will say this. I don't like tomato juice the way you do, so I've seen you pound a Bloody Mary, and I think the bacon vodka might get you right in the wheelhouse.
I could see that. Add a little tomato juice.
Can you do a Bloody with a little bacon in it? No, you don't do bacon.
No, I don't do bacon.
But if it's just bacon flavored vodka.
I don't know. Maybe.
There's bacon beer.
Bacon beer?
Okay, weird.
Bacon coffee?
I am... hugely, wildly offended by this.
Wow. Everyone pull up a chair. We found Amber's hot button. Why
are you trying to mess up my coffee?
Because you have coffee with breakfast. You have bacon with breakfast. And sometimes you're like eating your bacon.
Oh, so why not just make the coffee
just combine
bacon?
It. Yes. Have you ever put like some of the creamers, like the cinnamon creamer in your coffee or whatever?
Yeah, that's like sweet and...
Right, because like you've dipped your coffee cake in there. Have you ever I used to dip my coffee cake in my coffee and then it was cinnamony and I'm like, ooh, I like cinnamon and coffee, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, actually, now that you're saying all of this, when I did eat meat, I used to put maple syrup or like get the maple syrup
on my bacon.
Okay.
Oh my God. Sausage with maple syrup?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Take it back.
She took her from all the way offended. She's good. Bacon tea.
Tea sucks to begin with, but would bacon make it better?
You know, you brought up your hatred of tea the other day, and I've given it some thought.
Oh no.
And I think tea is, to you, is what soup is to me. Just like it's meat
it's
water.
Why?
It's like what I want the meat that the water like that's you a, cook a bunch of chicken and then you take the chicken out and just drink the water and it's like no. Like if I want
that makes sense.
Yeah, right? Yes. It's like ooh, orange zest tea, but you've diluted it to the point where there's no it's just
amen.
It's nasty.
Just dirty water.
Bacon olive oil? Anyone offended?
Olive oil. You cook. Is that good? Bacon olive oil?
I could see that. Like doing some vegetables, but you want the flavor, but not the calories, you know? Not
bacon bad. Ice cream?
Weird.
Wow, I thought maybe she was going to be offended. But again, it's the sweet
and
savory.
Yeah, I think people do that too. Like the, don't you put bacon crumbles on ice cream at the fancy shops?
Oh yeah, they're doing that.
I think they do that.
Yeah.
Can I ask, I'm done with this list, did you ever eat bacon bits when you were young?
Yes. Ew. Yeah, I was supposed to go on a salad, but I would just do it in my mouth.
But they weren't, it wasn't real bacon.
It's not real bacon. You don't even have to refrigerate it, I don't think.
Yeah, what?
I want to know what that was, because it was almost like, it was like the turkey bacon, but they burnt it too far, and it was disgusting.
Right. It wasn't even bacon.
For more information about our bacon recipes and Steve's cooking show, hit us up on
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime, on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.